Hey y'all, it's your girl Lady A with Realm Breakers Podcast. I know it's been a while, but guess what? We still here. We just been gone for a little bit handling some shit. And of course, with the Realm Breakers Podcast, I have my lovely podcast people who's breaking the universes with me. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, guys.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Ron Wilson, a.k.a. Damn, celebrity bus driver. And we back again with the six-wheel drive, all going around these intergalactic streets and shit. And here's this guy. Yeah.
What up, y'all? Name's Gavin with the Cool Kids Comic GT. And yeah, we back again, once again, with another episode of the Realm Breakers Podcast. This is an update video, guys. We've been gone. We apologize. I know we literally disappeared into the motherfucking ether. Like, I said we was gonna come back. Where I said in
May.
I said we're gonna come back in May. It's almost August. So we are making the update video to let you guys know just where in the hell have we been, what has been going on with us. If you have not been following my social media, you'll know what the hell's been going on with me. But we're gonna let Lady A tell us what's been going on in her verse. So Lady A, take it away.
Tell your story.
All right, y'all. So this multiverse is just literally just trying to manage the entire universe with a little bit of money. And pretty much I will now be working two jobs. So I finally got my first job after forever looking for a job. And I am now going to part-time for that one and about to be working at a school with kids. I'll be a teacher's aide. With special education kids. It's called Paris something. I'll get the name wrong. So trying to manage that, trying to manage my kids, trying to manage daycare. It's been a lot, y'all. It's been a lot. And let's not forget of just the daily expenses that just pop up. Because goodness gracious, if my car, if one of them lights light up on that dashboard, I promise you I'm about to put tape on it. Like that, I'm just done with my car at this point.
Not tape.
Duct tape.
Babe, but that's pretty much a short version of what's going on with me. So y'all go ahead.
You want to go first or you want me to go?
You go, because, you know, I got a lot more to talk about.
Oh, I ain't got this much to talk about. But,
I do.
But yeah, y'all, me and this motherfucker, our stories kind of intertwined a little bit. So, yeah, we've been looking for like an apartment, and these realtors is on some bullshit. I'm not going to go into like super big detail. It's just the fact that y'all kind of trifling. I'm not going to go into all the whole little story time with it, because it ain't none of y'all damn business. But on the short, I've been working like a freaking slave. And I really ain't been able to keep up with my solo stuff all that much. I'm getting back at it now. I'm kind of caught up now. I still got like 7 videos to make. But
this whole,
we was planning on coming back when we got the place, and then our first podcast in a new place was supposed to happen, but you know, the Lord said nah. So yeah, still on the process of doing that, kind of on some crunch time, and I'm just fucking tired. And I've had some new responsibilities in my house currently that I've had to take care of, and I don't like it. But not really watching nothing. No, I am, but ain't shit important. I've just been working, traveling. Well, they go entwined with each other. But yeah, I'm saving money for shit. But yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I ain't about to make this shit short because I'm pissed. And it's just a lot of shit I need to say. So, as y'all heard from him, yes, we have been trying to look for a spot, in all honesty and fairness. We try to do everything the right fucking way. Realtors are trifling this shit. That's one. Two, for those of y'all that do not know my current situation is the reason why we're trying to find us a place is because I need to find somewhere to be. And if I do not find anywhere to be, then I ain't got no choice but to go back to Cuthbert. Now, mind you, going back to Cuthbert won't put a stain on the podcast, but it will put a stain on everything else. Like, legitimately, it will put a stain on everything else. Now, I don't have an issue with the people who I mean, with the person who I'm currently staying with. I have no issues. I know that man gotta do what he must do to provide for his children, and anybody who has kids would do the fucking same, and that is fine. I am not upset about that. What I am upset about is how tedious it is to fucking find a location when you need all these damn credentials. Credentials for what, my dude? The first one, we got denied because of some bullshit that they didn't tell us and still haven't told us. The second one, they denied us because of pay stubs. Pay stubs. Not because one was less, one was more. No, because of a fucking logo. There's a logo on one pay stub, but there's not a logo on the other pay stub. What is that? And I'm sitting here like, what fucking difference does it make? It has the person's name on it, the owner's name on it. Don't show that. You're muted, but don't show that.
They can't see it. My light's too bright. It's the back.
Yeah, keep the back, okay? Because motherfuckers try real hard to find that shit. Don't show that. But it had the person's name on it. It had the address, the location, everything. The boss who hired us. But
hours paid. How much you making during them hours?
Exactly.
Time.
All you asked was for the last two. And we gave them to you. We were in a hectic storm. We weren't supposed to be out there. But we went out there anyway because we was trying to find us a fucking place to stay. Like, real talk. Because when we went in there, the first thing that came out the women's mouth, y'all crazy. Because we out there in the storm, a tornado.
A thunderstorm.
Yeah, it's a thunderstorm that could easily turn into a tornado. It was twisted. That bad. It was that goddamn bad. Denied because of pay stubs. But here's the thing. Every single time we try to apply for something, we always go and look at the place. We're like, okay, that's cool. We'll take this. It's up our alley. It's a good little check. No problem. Now, this last one, which pisses me off, because we went to three realtors, y'all. Three realtors. They asking for the same shit. The same thing, nothing different. They always ask ID or another form of identity, your last two pay stubs, and an application fee. That's all. That's what they're asking. They always asking about that. This one, we actually went to go check out the place. We were like, fuck that. We need to go and do that right. We need to go and do that today. We filled out the application fee. We filled out the application. We gave him the application fee. We called him up and said we was accepted. had to go up there. How much? $1,000 security deposit. $1,000 on a place
started a filler arc of us having to get that money back because of what happens later on. You gonna say it?
Oh no, don't worry, I'll get to that shit. I will definitely get to that shit. So basically what he's trying to say is it was $1,000 security deposit. $1,000. Now mind you, this place was only what, like maybe $580 or $550 something, right? Yeah, $1,000 security deposit. Now, here's the thing. Here's the kicker. We actually got that money. We literally put together the majority of our paychecks. And yes, first off, why say anything? Later, hey, you the real MVP for buying me them groceries that one time, because I ain't have no money. I literally used all my paycheck just to go towards that shit. I was like, I'm just going to have to do without, because at least later on I could get me somewhere to stay. I don't fucking know. So moving on with that $1,000 security deposit, we had the money. Bam, we was ready to pay it. So we were like, hey, we got that $1,000 security deposit. We saw her take the keys out the drawer to give that shit to us. As soon as we gave her that security deposit, she said, okay, now you have to pay for the lease. I said the lease. She said, yes, the lease. I was like, so what the fuck was the security deposit for? And she said, oh, that's because bro over here don't have credit. And since he don't have credit, then that $1,000 security deposit is for when y'all move out and the house is still intact, we give that money back to you.
I fucking knew it. Yep.
So I'm sitting up here like, we don't have that. And she also said if we gave her the security deposit, she would take the house off the listings, but only for 7 days.
Wow.
7 days. If we ain't got the money by those 7 days, she keeps that bitch. So she was like, I will give y'all time. She said, here's the number. Call me Monday, but call me at 10 a.m. That's what she told me. Call me at 10 a.m. I said, so don't call you no time earlier. She said, no, call me at 10 a.m. I said, okay. Now, me and him, we had it fixed. We were like, no, we gonna get this spot. We gonna get this spot. That's what me and him said. We gonna get this spot. Speaking about the entire weekend. Come Monday, I found out I didn't have to work that day. So I was like, fuck that, I'm finna call him. Grab my phone, called him, and said, hey, we wanna go through with getting this spot. And she said, oh, we already gave a spot to somebody else. I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, we already gave a spot to somebody else. I was like, you said to call you at 10. You said that shit. In fact, I called at 9:54 or something. I'm on the phone with someone who don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I was like, put that lady on the phone I was talking to Friday. I'm finally talking to her. She's like, oh yeah, we want here. We got a spot to somebody else. She pissed me off so bad, I yelled at her and I hung up the phone. I was that mad. I told him, I've known this man for going on 20 some odd years. I ain't never heard him that frustrated in my life.
Yep, 25, 26 now.
Basically going on that long. I have never heard him that frustrated in my life. So I knew something was serious. So onto this bullshit ass filler arc we had to deal with. So money. So she wanted these in money orders. We were trying to get our money back. He got the first half of the money from Walmart. Walmart was fine. Walmart went ahead and gave us back the money. He gave us our cut and everything. That's fine. Cool beans, whatever. But oh my fucking goodness. This other one, Fidelity Express can kiss my ass. We went everywhere trying to find someone who will accept this goddamn money order. We spent an entire fucking day trying to find someone to accept this goddamn money order. And now, nobody. Oh, no, we can't take these. Oh, no, we can't take these. Oh, no, we can't take these. That's what the fuck I was hearing all day. We even went to a liquor store, and they said they couldn't take it.
Liquor stores take anything.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't take it. So now, his mom was like, you're going to have to go to the website. Okay, cool. I go to the website. They're like, take a picture. However, we have to take $20 off of each money order. It was two. Had to take $20 off each money order if you want it fast. I said, fuck it. Take the $20. I don't care. So it took $40 off of the money in total. So, you fuck. Like I literally went to the library, printed them fucking shits out, fucking signed my name on them bitches, and took the pictures. Like, here. Take this shit. And then and I'm sitting up here like, they better fucking accept it, which they did. They accepted it. Cool. Not upset, not pissed, whatever. But after all that shit's out the way, because this literally happened like maybe like a week or two ago. So now that's all said and done, I was working with him for a while, but apparently I'm not anymore. Even though they were like, I can help with some events on the weekends. Okay, I'm okay with that. I don't care. But I was hoping I would still be working so I can at least get a little bit of money to, I don't know, help still find a location to stay. I haven't been to work in 2 weeks. Two. That's a whole paycheck. Friday, $64. What the fuck am I going to do with that? What am I going to do with that? I mean, luckily, I'm glad I got this job that's coming up on the 8th. I'm happy. Woohoo. However, I still needed something to get me by before I get started. I don't like that whole shit where people like, oh, well, since you're looking for a job anyway, you don't need us no more. I don't appreciate that. That's not what I said. I said I just need something to get me by. That's it. But nah. Mm-mm. So, that's what the hell been going on with me. That's what the fuck I got going on. So, once again, to the Ram Burger family, to the people who actually sit out here and listen to our shit on Spotify, on YouTube, whatever fucking platform you listen to us on. That's what the hell GT got going on. That's what Lady A got going on. That's what Spiky Fox got going on. So, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bullshit. My end. I was so stressed about this shit. I was so stressed, I caught a migraine. A migraine. It was something I could easily shake off, but goddamn, it was just so much shit just being piled on top of each other. How the fuck could you not? How could you not? Like, really? How could you not? And, but shit, apparently I didn't know that migraine was gonna be my motherfucking downfall. Because on the day I was supposed to work, I had a migraine. I couldn't go. I wasn't gonna be functional. But you want me to go to a hospital or a doctor's office for a migraine? No. Motherfucker, it's stress. It's stress. I know your heart's in the right place, but motherfucker, I ain't got no money to go see no doctor who's gonna give me some bullshit ass bill because I walked in their fucking place of business. I ain't got no insurance. I'm broke as fuck. The only thing I got is something that can last me for me to eat. After that, that's it. That's it until I get paid from this new job. That's it. But I'm not gonna keep stressing over this shit. We know it's been a lot of shit going on social media while we've been gone, and you know, anime wise and shit like that. What I'm currently watching Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War Art, Jujutsu Kaisen, and all them other shits. That's what I'm watching.
Well, now that you hoes is caught up, get the fuck back on the streets and make me my money. But anyway, but yeah, one thing, I hate to bring this up because I know we think it's all fucking stupid. Lady A, I hope you've seen this, but what the fuck is this AI live shit?
AI live?
Like, people go live. He already frustrated a couple of people. Like, people who pretend to be an AI kind of like person, and they go live, and they go live with it, and like, it's kind of creepy. But
let me talk. Let me say shit.
Go ahead. Oh, okay, real quick. A girl, there's this black girl. Her name is Pinky Doll. She's the one that started it. But then there's some dark shit behind her. But yeah. So go ahead, brother man.
She said some dark shit behind her. What you mean?
I don't know if I can say that on camera.
Well, if you don't fucking say it, you better sugarcoat it.
Alright, so she got a twill, right? She got a twill. And on Twitter, she's pretending to be a certain age to push out her only friends. And then on TikTok, she's also pretending to be a certain age and doing the AI stuff to push out her only friends. And she's actually a lot older than she actually looks. She's actually a lot older than those things. Those other two ages that she's pushing out on TikTok and on the Bird app. So yeah, she's actually 28 years old. But yeah,
you did your research. Mm-hmm. You did your research on. Okay. All right. So later, A, basically this. Oh God, fuck AI bullshit. All right. Here's the thing about this AI NPC bullshit that just irks my soul.
It's so cringe.
It's very cringy. But here's the thing about it. It's one thing when you see a lot of people do it. It's another when you see people who you know do it. And what I mean by that is, if you don't have a decent following, that AI shit is not going to work for you. If you got millions of followers already, by all means, ice cream so good, all the way to the fucking bank. But if you doing this bullshit AI shit and you only got 5 or 6 people watching and they ain't doing nothing but telling you to stop, fucking stop.
Wait, are you talking about like, because I think I've seen it.
Ooh, spicy. Ooh, roses. I love roses. ice cream so good. Gang gang. Yes, yes, yes. That bullshit.
And just constantly doing
it. Oh, yes. That's the AI NPC bullshit that's been going on, man. Crazy.
Wow.
That's what y'all talking about. Look, when I tell you that as soon as people found out how much that girl made, everybody decided to follow suit. Now, here's my thing. Your money how you want to get it. I'm happy for you. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Look, my bad. She got so big that she got so big off of that like, she got like how many followers did she gain in that one stream? She gained like maybe close to maybe 500,000 or something like that off of that one stream. And to the point where even Keke Palmer and all those other people were actually talking about her and saying stuff like all these big famous people was like actually talking about her. And she's like, yeah, she did a video about it talking about it, and I was like, and also her voice is kind of annoying. Her voice is like a cross between Dub Hinata and Bonnie from Family Guy. Like her voice is like that. I ain't hating. I'm just saying, I've seen that she does it. It's kind of weird, but she does it feels like professional. To a degree when she does it, but when other people do it, it's weird. King Lion did it.
There is someone out here doing the AI with a TV on their head, dog.
That's kind of cool though.
I don't care. Look, y'all doing too damn much, and everybody who's seen how much money she made off it, they just think it's gonna work for them. I saw someone who did it. Only got 6 people watching. Seals. Ain't nobody gonna watch that shit. Like, real talk. I mean, clearly, it's a trend. This shit is going to die at any minute. It's going to die at any minute.
I give it like another week.
Yeah, I'll give it another week. Same. I will give it another motherfucking week. But yeah, this, oh my God. This fucking AI bullshit is so okay. Because here's the thing, there was a day, and I shit you not, there was a day where I'm just scrolling through my For You page and I come on live. I'm like, that's AI live. No, that's another fucking AI live. No, that's another goddamn AI. No, I'm tired of seeing this shit. Spicy, no. Oh, I love ice cream. I don't care how much you love ice cream. I don't care how good ice cream is. I don't care if roses smell like shit. Just get your ass off the motherfucking air. Like, goddamn. Like, shit. Like, it's like what I said. We ain't hating you. If you making money like how you say you making, but you ain't gonna catch me doing that shit. You ain't gonna catch me doing that shit. I'll be damned. I ain't about to be that motherfucker. Oh, that's the dude who does the AI. Nope. I'm not the dude that does the AI.
You're gonna be Dear Maria all over again.
Shut your ass up.
Damn.
Why you had to bring that back? Huh? Why you bring that back
was
up?
Perfect for the kind of statements. It was an arc. It was an arc of your life.
I used that shit so many times that when Spotify did the wrap up thing, what was the number one song you listened to for that year? It was that one. It was that one. I was like, you motherfuckers are to blame for this shit. Like, I mean, they ate that shit up though. I will give them that. I mean, I wasn't making no money off of it, but they ate that shit up though. Now, another thing is a little more serious. But apparently someone in a respective circle of the TikTok community got canceled like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, man, that shit hurt the fuck out of me, bro. Like, bro followed me and everything. I kind of used to talk to him. And that shit hurt. That shit broke the fuck out of me. Then him and his girl broke up. His girl follows me, too. I was friends with both of them. And it was like, I ain't gonna say no names, but it's kind of over with.
It's over with, yeah, but it was still something that happened during our hiatus, man.
Yeah, it was his girl, her name's Pickles. And
oh, I don't think Pickles unfollowed you, bro. She ain't doing TikTok no more.
No, I'm saying, yeah, she didn't unfollow me then. But yeah.
She's not doing TikTok no more. She's strictly Instagram.
Yeah. We follow each other on Instagram too, but
yeah, I know. I'm cool with Pickles too. Pickles, cool peoples. Now, here's the thing though.
But when that shit happened to Shogun, I was like,
bro, that shit hit the motherfucking, bro, that shit hit the fan, boy.
He was complete just SA. He didn't do anything, but he used to make a lot of SA jokes.
No, like people stepped up.
Oh yeah, it's a lot. Yeah, we'll get a lot of cosplay girls.
Over 30 women. 30.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro, I was there. I was in someone's live where there were women coming up there one by one telling their stories about just how much of a piece of shit this dude is.
Yeah, they were talking about he used to do like all these false, promising them all these false sponsorships and all this other shit, and talking about like, Lady A, I need you to hug yourself. But there you go. But he was making a joke about, he was saying some stuff about one cosplay girl and how he would love for her to be in a certain cosplay, and if he saw her in that cosplay, he would grab her and he would take her back to his room in the hotel and proceed to do stuff. So yeah. And the mama, you just came out. You got that stance to where, like, okay,
yes,
you asking your child a question, and you know they finna lie, but you just want to hear what they're gonna say. That's the stance you give them.
But yes, dead ass, BS, dead ass, like, no bullshit. Over 30 women, probably more, has literally came and said that this dude has done horrible things. And the funny thing is, so he says he's polyamorous, and he does one of those scumbag things, like how he like to blame, like, you know, his mental health and things of that nature as to why he does things. Bro, he went live one time and everybody and their mama was just dogging him on his shit. Everybody was dogging him on his shit, and he invited some people up. They was like, you're disgusting. You need to own up to your bullshit. Somebody like, bro, end this live right now. Like, end this live. And he ended the live and things of that nature. And it's like what I said, I was there the entire time. And not only was he SAing women, he was scamming other creators.
Yeah.
Big creators have come up and said, bruh, I speak 1906. That dude came up and said his story about how he literally came up, said his story about how he came up and how old dude scammed him. I think he like scammed him like $200, and it was someone else. I forgot who it was. It was someone else. And it was a dude who owned the building he apparently said he was the owner of. He was like, no, he doesn't own anything. He was just a sponsor. He said it's his, but it's not. He said he brought multiple women there promising to make OF content when that's not what he's trying to do. Like, none of the, like, it was that fucking deep. It was that deep, y'all. Like, dead ass. Now, look, we know it's over, but we've been gone. And clearly, if we were still going, we would have still been talking about this. We would have talked about this shit. We would have brought this to somebody's attention, because that's the thing about it. Everybody was using their platform to bring it to everybody's attention, saying, hey, this dude's a menace. This dude's scum.
He was a monster.
A monster indeed.
And they played by, it was like bro was like, oh, before all this shit even happened, like bro was so cool. And it just seemed like he was just this nice guy, and all this shit come out. He's like, God damn, that's how it proves it. We say it all the time. You don't know who these people are.
You don't.
You don't know who these folks is, y'all.
We don't know who these people is on the background, man. We don't know who these motherfuckers are.
Exactly. We
close doors.
Exactly. Exactly. Cause ain't no telling what these people got going on at all. Like, real talk. Because here's the thing, dog. I put this on everything. If we ever get big, ain't nobody got no shit going on. Besides, we already told you half of the shit we done went through on this podcast. So if anybody got speculation like, oh, well, you did this to me. You motherfucking, you got to show me the Carfax because I don't even know you. Exactly. Fuck. Exactly.
He said, well, I was in this hotel room. I'm like, never, oh, fuck you, what?
All the people coming
to this hotel room, my friends.
They even trying to make it to where he doesn't go to DreamCon
ever again.
Yeah,
if he do, he getting jumped.
Yeah, they trying to make it to where what? Yeah, they trying to make it where he don't even go to DreamCon because apparently that's where the majority of these incidents happen at cons. Yeah.
Ooh, don't say that.
You gonna be with us? You sure?
Oh right, you in Texas, lady?
Yeah, that's what DreamCon happens.
Yeah. DreamCon's in Texas
all the time.
Yeah, cause that's where RDC World now stay at.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking.
It's their con.
Yeah, I'm thinking about. I'll be meshing together Blurred Con and DreamCon at the same time.
And I'm going to San Japan this year.
Look. Be careful.
You better kick a nigga. You tall.
I still say be careful.
Yeah, you on. Yeah, be careful nonetheless. But still, it's like,
you're not gonna be on your own, are you, Lady A?
I'm going with a group of girls.
Oh, definitely.
Warn your friends
about this dude. Okay.
You got protection. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There we go. But
I like how you did it. That was dope.
Yeah.
Okay. It was past fire.
Yeah. But we wasn't gonna make this video. We wasn't going to make this video long, y'all. Because it's been a while. That's why we had to make the video, let y'all know we good. And we see that there's been some changes to certain things, you know. Kick starting to get a name for itself, Twitch fucking up right and left, YouTube is starting to be lenient with their partnership programs now, to where like instead of having 1,000 subscribers, all you need really is 500. And we've already exceeded that limit, but we need to start uploading more content. And hopefully, once everything's all said and done, hopefully by the end of August, we'll have something for y'all. Hopefully by the end of August or early September, we will have something for y'all. Hopefully. That's me saying that hopefully sooner or later you'll have something from us. Either by the end of August or early September, before this man's birthday. You muted.
I ain't bring that up.
No, I'm bringing it up, player.
I ain't looking forward to that bullshit.
Yeah, but we still need to see if we can at least make your promise happen. You promised to move out before you was 30.
I gave up on that a long time ago.
I feel you, but I ain't gonna give up on it.
It happened when it happened.
Yeah, I feel that. It does happen when it happens.
I got other stuff I'm thinking about. I got other things I'm trying to do and places I'm trying to go. So, and I'm still a fully functioning motherfucker. Like right now, like the whole moving out before I'm 30 thing, that kind of moved lower on the
poll right now. Just go ahead and just get my freaking driver's license. That's an easier process to fucking do. So it is a lot easier. Yeah.
Yeah. But all right, y'all. Y'all go ahead. Y'all say our outros, and let's go ahead and let's end it for the night.
Bye. Thank y'all for watching, man. It's probably is cool. Hope everybody hit that like button, share, subscribe. Look in that damn description box and go follow us on all our social media garbage. And this your boy, Ron Wilson, a.k.a. Well, damn. It's your boy, Spocky Fox, a.k.a. Ron Wilson, celebrity bus driver.
Damn.
Been a long fucking time. But yeah, it's your boy. We out. We on the six-wheel drive. We're going to drop off John McCain. We're going to see y'all next time. Peace.
Alrighty, it's been a while, but it's your girl here, Lady A. I'm trying to keep a smile on my face so I can make the pain go away. I'm with everybody else on this right now. So, until next time, I have something nice to say.
Alright, y'all.
Bars. I've been missing the bars, man. I've been missing that.
Alright, y'all. Another podcast done. Another Real Broken. Appreciate y'all for coming out. Once again, we do apologize for not being here. Like, shit, y'all heard my story. We just had a lot of shit going on. A lot of shit was happening. But yeah, like I said, once again, we appreciate y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. But anyway, y'all, as he said, go in there. Go in that description box. Follow everybody. Follow that social media garbage.
Subscribe.
And make sure y'all subscribe to YouTube channel. We're going to have more stuff coming out for y'all. But remember to always, and I do mean always, share this bitch.
Hey, you give me no time and shit.
For real.
We rusty, y'all. We rusty, y'all. We sorry. But anyway, y'all, we finna go ahead and head on out. And never forget that we are Realm Breakers. Remember to keep breaking all the realms.
Walking the multiverse.
One of motherfucking time.
And we'll catch you guys later. Y'all have a good one. Peace.